Howdy, everybody, and welcome back. Reed Kerr here for readaboutit.com. Today, the podcast, kind of a literary bent, although I don't think I've read anything good in the past month other than like Mad Magazine, so probably won't be any. This is not Oprah's book club. We won't be doing that. I'm going to talk today about how I'm trying to get published by not writing. I always try to give you the hook right up front for it. But anyway, the podcast every Friday here on readaboutit.com. I say every Friday like I've been doing this for longer than 3 weeks. So I try to give it some kind of continuity. If you've read my blog for a while, or if you haven't, I'll explain. The November in, I'm going to say the country, I guess the world, there are probably, I'd probably say hundreds of thousands, not millions, probably more than tens of thousands, of people who get into November as their official National Novel Writing Month. NaNoWriMo is the abbreviation for it, and the goal is to write a novel. Not a saleable novel, maybe not even a good novel, but to write for 50,000 words in the month of November, which is over 1,000 words a day. I think it's like 1,200, 1,300 words. The object is not to write anything good, necessarily, but just to force yourself to write, to get it out there, to write 50,000 words, and then when it's all said and done, then you come back and clean it up later. You know, it's the writing equivalent of brainstorming. You just go, you don't think about what you've done, you just keep going until you get to the end, or your word processor throws up, or whatever. You get to that point, and then when it's over, then you go back and make your changes. Last 2 years, I've tried this. I don't remember what I did 2 years ago. But last year, I actually had a poll here on readaboutit.com and gave out a couple of ideas that I had. People voted on it. It was a good turnout. And then I just turned around and just big old whiffed on it the entire way. I think the last two Novembers combined that I've been a part of NaNoWriMo, I have written maybe a total of 1,800 words. And that includes like grocery lists, laundry instructions, a suicide note, get well cards to my friends, all work and no play makes Reed a dull boy. I wrote that about 40,000 times once. Anyway, for some reason, that just brings me down. Might be football season, because it is football season in East Texas, and anybody that's seen or read Friday Night Lights knows it's a crazy time. It may also be being forced to do it. I don't know. That works for some people. I don't think it really works for me. But this year, since I am in the process of trying to get published, trying to find an agent, I am not doing NaNoWriMo. I'm trying to get published by not writing. It's a living. I am doing the blog one, which is, I believe, is Nablopomo. I don't know. I was going to come up with one of my own. I don't have any funny abbreviations for it. Nano Sucksmo was taken. So, but every day during this month of November, if at all possible, you will have some form of infotainment from me up at readaboutit.com. Yes, Saturdays and Sundays and even Thanksgiving, and that day after Thanksgiving that everybody thinks is a holiday but technically isn't, that you wind up having to work anyway. We'll have those for you. And by we, I mean me and the voices in my head. Anyway, yes, I am trying to get published. I've written a novel, sort of a novel. I never go about anything the easy way, and my first novel wound up right in the 40,000-word mark. So those of you who are familiar with publishing know a novel is generally speaking about 70, never less than 60. You know, a short story can be up to 10,000 words. A novella is probably 20. 40,000 is just a big pain in the ass. That's what it is. It's not quite a novel. It's more than a short story or novella. So I have created this thing that I'm very proud of. I think parts of it are hilarious, and it's utterly unsellable at this point, because I got to put another 30,000 words into it or chop another 20 out of it, and so I'm tabling it for now. I've written some short stories. I'm working on a couple of other long-form projects, and actually the short stories, a couple of those I will post during this month as soon as I figure out a way to do that without getting them stolen. I'll be able to do that, so tune back in at readaboutit.com for those. But my goal is to get published, and therefore I'm not going to write to try to get published. Like I said, I go about things in strange ways, of course. But that is why I'm not doing the NaNoWriMo this year. That and the crushing stench of failure just sort of bothers me there, because you buy into it, and then if you don't do it, you feel like you failed. Well, what did you fail? You failed to write 50,000 words worth of crap. And I think that's a good thing, you know, if you want to be a professional writer. But anyway, that is the podcast for today. As always, if you've got something you'd like, come up here on the podcast, drop me a line, drop me a comment. Hey, the email address, and this is good. I can actually give out the email address in the podcast without spammers logging onto it, which is perfect. You put it in print anywhere, and you'll have 40 ads for penis enlargement and breast enlargement the next time you log on. I don't think anybody needs both of those. But anyway, the email address is snowfire51, that is SNOWFIRE51@gmail.com. Love to hear from you here on how the podcast is going. We'll be back next week with more. And again, this month, every stinking day, holidays, weekends, going to try to have something new up at readaboutit.com. I can't write a novel in November, but my gosh, I can try to be at least marginally funny somewhere along the way. Saying things like, isn't the word indescribable actually a description? You know, those are the goofy things that bother me when I'm driving across town. That is it for today. Have a great weekend. We'll be back. I normally say we'll be back on Monday. What the heck? We'll be back tomorrow at readaboutit.com with even more. So until like 24 hours from now, have a good day, everybody.